11. Surprise visitor. When Camisme and I got home, Mom was waiting for us. Dad must have called her to come home from work early because of all the drama. Mom's jaw dropped at the sight of me and my sister. She looked like she wanted to toss us into the washing machine, along with our clothes. "You two are just as bad as Camille," said Mom. "Hey!" Camisme said. "Addie, you shower first," Mom ordered, and Camisme obediently headed for the stairs. "Camille is napping, so be quiet." Exhausted, I started for the stairs too. I was looking forward to the quiet comfort of my bedroom. "Not so fast, Sophie," said Mom. "We need to have a word." I knew that tone. Mom was revving up for a lecture. My mind started racing. But Sophie never got lectured, right? Maybe this was going to be more of a consultation. Yeah, my parents probably always consulted with Sophie about how best to ground me and Camille. That was it. But when I glanced at Mom, her eyes looked like lasers. Uh-oh. I could hear my dad's muffled voice coming from his office, so I knew he was on a work call. Dad was more relaxed than Mom. If he was involved in a lecture, it usually wasn't as bad. But right now, it was all Mom and me. "Starting a food fight?" Mom snapped right away. "Getting sent to the principal's office? Do you want to be known as a kid who gets into trouble? Those kids have to work extra hard to earn back trust. What have I always told you over the years? You need to set an example for your sisters. What message is a food fight sending them? That it's okay to deface school property? That it's okay to get into trouble? Nope. No, ma'am. I expected more from you, Sophie. I really did." I was in shock. I'm sorry. "You should be. As the oldest, everything you do reflects on your sisters. I don't want this kind of behavior to ever happen again. You hear?" I nodded and hung my head. "I'm really sorry." "Now go on and clean yourself up." I turned and headed upstairs with a lump in my throat. My mom had never spoken to me, to Addie, like that. She never made me feel like I had to set a good example. I only had to be me. As I got into the shower, I thought of that quote from Spider-Man. "With great power came great responsibility." I guess it was like that with Sophie. While I scrubbed off the paint and food, I thought I heard the doorbell ring downstairs. I wondered who was visiting. Maybe Leah and Sloane had come over to rehearse with Cam as me? After the shower, I put my uniform in the laundry. As I was getting dressed in clean clothes, I heard my mom laughing with someone in the kitchen. But who? I snuck downstairs and into the kitchen, and my eyes almost popped out of my head. Our surprise house guest was the blonde woman. I screamed. "Sophie," my mom scolded, "is that how you introduce yourself?" I wasn't expecting anyone to be here," I said. The blonde woman smiled at me, as though she hadn't just chased me on roller skates the day before. "Well, hello," she said, like she was the most charming human in all of Ohio. The baby hairs on the back of my neck were standing on ends. "Help!" I screamed inside. I didn't know whether to throw this intruder out of our house or grab my whole family and run. Mom and the blonde woman were seated at the kitchen table, drinking tea from Mom's pretty teacups. But what was with all the makeup lined up, as if on display? A cleaned-up Camisme came into the kitchen next. Her eyes widened at the sight of the blonde woman. "I know you!" "Ha! My sister thinks she knows everyone," I said with a stiff chuckle. If Mom knew we knew the blonde woman, then I'd have to explain the bracelet, and at this point, it was all too complicated. "Eloise, these are my daughters, Sophie and Addie. Girls, this is Miss Eloise, said Mom. She's a door-to-door cosmetic salesperson, and she has the most perfect timing. I have a Zoom pitch tonight with Los Angeles, and she just rang our doorbell and offered me a mini makeover. Creepy Miss Eloise fanned the air, flashing her candy-colored fingernails. Oh, it was nothing. Happy to help. And Just Eloise is fine. Hi, Just Eloise, said Cam as me. And you must be Sophie, said Eloise, practically cutting off Cam as me's sweet hello and looking straight at my bracelet instead of me. Hi, I mumbled. Pardon her tone, Eloise, said Mom. Her voice and stare turned stern. My daughters got into a bit of trouble at school today.
All three of them.
We went to the principal's office, Cam as me announced. So humiliating, baby Sophie said, walking into the kitchen. She eyed Eloise. Who are you? This is Miss Eloise, and she's almost done. How much do I owe you for the lip shade? Mom asked. Oh, it's complimentary while I'm still a trainee. I appreciate you letting me test the new colors on you. You look amazing. Eloise held up a hand mirror to my mom's face. Mom smiled at her reflection and nodded at Eloise. Thank you so much. And I'm not rushing you. Please finish up your tea. You're as kind as you are beautiful, said Eloise, and I nearly rolled my eyes. Mom did look great in that lip shade, but come on. A sincere look came over Eloise's face, and she continued. And if I may comment on the girls? Whatever happened today, it's nice that their bond is strong enough for them to all go down together. It reminds me of the time my kid sister and I got in trouble in school once. We were never really that close before, but landing ourselves in the principal's office gave us a reason to be scared together, and later, to laugh about it together. We've been close ever since then. Mom pursed her lips.
Humph. That's one way of looking at it.
Eloise gave us another look of admiration. Mark my words. The worry lines on Mom's face seemed to relax a bit, and baby Sophie and Cam as me suddenly looked hopeful that we had someone vouching for us. I tried to wordlessly communicate with my sisters, asking them not to trust Eloise. But I guess my rubbery facial expressions weren't translating. Their eyebrows waggled in confusion when they looked at me. Eloise smiled sweetly at us all. I'm willing to bet these three don't get into trouble very often. They look too smart for that. You know, sometimes an adventure gets misread as troublemaking. I'm willing to wager what they had today was an adventure. Maybe not with the best location and timing, but an adventure nonetheless. Cam as me beamed, and baby Sophie nodded in agreement. I could even feel the corners of my mouth happily curling up. Yes, an adventure. Suddenly, I wondered if Eloise's actions toward Becca had been misread too. Maybe Eloise was just adventure-seeking in New York. Like she could be one of those storm trackers, only she tracked the bracelet. For fun. That didn't sound all that bad to me. Thank you again, Eloise, Mom said with a small smile, standing up. Mom showing any degree of a smile after we'd been sent to the principal's office was a win in my book. And it was all thanks to Eloise. We're going to get ready for dinner now. Sophie, please walk our guest to the door. As I walked Eloise to the front door, she slowed her pace. I hope you weren't too weirded out by me being here, Sophie, she began. I gave a slight shrug. Well, it's not every day I run into roller skating bracelet trackers in my kitchen. Eloise's eyes were pools of embarrassment. I apologized for that. There was no good way to explain what I was doing. I wasn't sure if the last girl who had the bracelet communicated with you. She did. And she warned me about you. I opened the front door so Eloise could leave. Eloise planted a foot outside, paused, and turned around to face me. I folded my arms and waited. You see, my kid sister, who I told you about earlier, well, she's really sick. She's all I have in this world, and I can't imagine losing her. I know the power the bracelet has, and I want to use that to heal her. My arms slumped to my sides. The lump forming in my throat kept me from replying, so Eloise continued in a small voice. I'd be so grateful if you would give me the bracelet, she said. Oh. Wow. I understand. But I can't. It won't come off, I explained, through the ache in my chest. I tried not to think of what it would be like to lose one of my sisters, or else I would break down in tears. I get that, Eloise said. But I know one day it will come off, and maybe one day soon. Would you let me have it after then? How do you know so much about the bracelet? I asked. Sophie, Dad called out from the kitchen. Come make the salad, please. I nodded. Okay, you can have the bracelet when it comes off. Thank you. Thank you, Eloise cried. The last thing I saw before I shut the door was her triumphant smile.